stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
In town for the big game or just passing through? Fuel up at Mellow Mushroom Clemson with 26 local and craft beer taps, plus out-of-this-world pizzas, wings, and hoagies. We're your go-to for game day eats. Get creative with your next tailgate. Order boxes of sandwiches, wings, munchies, and all the flavor you can handle. Hang out for weekday happy hours and Thursday night trivia at 7. Or grab it to go. We're at 1007 Tiger Boulevard. Call ahead or order online with delivery at mellowmushroom.com. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Taste the victory.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Walked up to a road rage. We're gonna have some giveaways. How about that? Yeah, we're gonna have some AMPM Farms giveaways. If you've never been to AMPM Farms, you need to try it. Trust me. You'll thank me later. Once you try AMPM Farms beef, you're never going back to wherever it is you get beef from now. So we're gonna have some AMPM Farms giveaways. Starting in a few minutes. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So you call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call Canty. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
I appreciate you answering my question on the text line there.
Yeah.
Man, Walt, I so wish that Godfrey could hit a 15 to 18 foot jumper from the top there facing the basket.
Yeah.
Man, I guess he just can't do it.
Yeah, it's not his game. You know, it's funny because when he was here the first time, there were some top of the key jumpers he hit, but it seems like there's an agreement now that he will not be taking those shots because he just doesn't. He, you know, like you had teams backing off of him there, and there are times like there was one situation last game where he's really wide open at the top of the key and actually a little inside of it, and he just really just above the foul line, and he passes on that shot, and then Foster comes around and he gives it to Foster, a dribble handoff, and Foster takes that three and hits it. And so, you know, look, I understand it. You don't want, you know, non-shooters taking shots that really aren't a part of their arsenal, because that doesn't work well either. But yeah, it's, you know, look, my bottom line in it is you played the number nine team in the country to a buzzer shot. That's the reality. It doesn't matter however you got there. I realize, you know, it was disappointing in that regard because you were so dominant late in the first half. But the bottom line in it is you still played the number nine team in the country to a buzzer shot.
Yeah, and this team is everything that, as a Clemson fan, longtime Clemson basketball fan, I could wish for. But I do have one more question. Who's Clemson's zone killer then? I mean, Clemson always had a player against Boeheim who could step into that spot.
It's look, the two best perimeter shooters on this team are Porter and Butta Johnson. Those are the two best perimeter shooters on this team. And now Clemson has bigs that can shoot the three in Welling and Davidson, but Davidson's not made one yet that I remember. He may have hit one or somewhere along the line, but Nick Davidson's a very competent three-point shooter. I think once he sees one of those go in, it's going to open up a lot of his game. So I'm hoping that happens sooner than later. You know, Welling is a top-of-the-key three-point shooter. He's not a guy who's going to take threes off the wing, and that's not where he's going to be. You can see that going back to his film where he came from. But look, at some point, Foster is going to be a dude. I mean, just Foster is going to be one of the greatest players in Clemson basketball history. It's just an issue of when the pieces come together for him. And you see flashes of it, but you don't see it all.
Yeah, it's coming.
You don't see it all yet. You see enough to know that it's coming. But in terms of the two best shooters on this team, forget the stats. Stats mean nothing in terms of three-point shooting. You know, you could look at stats and say, well, Dylan Hunter's a better three-point shooter than Joe Girard was, for example, which is false. You know, it's the shots you take and how you take them. There's just a big difference in how people guard you as well. The two best shooters on this team are Justin Porter and Butta Johnson. And I think that moving forward, you're going to see more Butta Johnson because, I know DePonsa did some things and got some shots over him. He's got a 4-inch height advantage. But Butta Johnson, defensively, I think has been terrific this season. When he's had a chance to play, I think he's been terrific. And he is a really good perimeter shooter, and he's proven to be a little bit better of a driver than people think as well. So I think moving forward, you're going to see Butta Johnson get more time. I think he's earned more time.
Yeah, he reminds me of a player Clemson had a few years ago that was a jack of all trades and got injured, didn't have a year of eligibility left. Used to talk about him all the time. I can't think of his name. But he was really good on defense. He provided plenty of offense. I wish I could think of his name, but I thought for sure Clemson was going to win that game by 8 or 9 points if it went into overtime because, like you said, you've taught me through the years, it takes a lot of effort to come back from 20 points down.
It does, and I thought we'd be tied.
And BYU wasn't playing anywhere near the players that Clemson was.
No.
I just thought, man.
That's 100% right. I even thought that late in the game that DePonsa himself might fatigue. That didn't happen. There was no sign of that. But I've watched that right shot. I don't know how many times. I don't know how he made that shot. I swear. I think Clemson defended it about as well as they could without fouling. He was the third or fourth option on that set, probably third. And But if when you watch it again, just watch how rapidly his body is moving from left to right, and he's airborne. He's 40 inches plus in the air. I mean, he's an incredible athlete. I mean, he's at least 40 inches up in the air on that jump shot, but he is moving directly left to right. He's not. It's not like he caught it and went straight up. There was no time for that. He's floating in the air, moving left to right, and so essentially he's shooting at a moving target. I swear, I think you could give him that shot another 50 times. I don't think he could have hit it, but he hit that one.
Yeah, he was running full speed from the backcourt
right
when he caught that inbound
right
pass, and all he did was jump up in the air and throw it up.
Right, and he's moving away from the basket. He's moving on an angle, you know, like almost toward the front rows of the crowd. I mean, that's where he's moving. And as soon as I saw him like enter the picture and go up in the air like that, I thought this is an air ball. That's what I thought. I thought we're going to overtime. This is an air ball.
Yeah, I think this team is rounding out, Walt. I think we're going to see them finish some of these games. This is just, I think, like you said, I wanted this team to gel immediately, and I told you so on air. But you were absolutely right. You know basketball. It's going to take a little time, and I think there's some pieces. I mean, Zach Foster, to me, is really starting to come on. I think that he's going to continue. If he doesn't hit a plateau, I think he's going to be dominant by the time we get into some serious ACC play.
He's the most talented player on the team, Robert, but right now he's bouncing back and forth. You know, he'll have one good game and one good stretch, and then he'll have the opposite. He's got to tie it all together now. This team needs him. He's such a special talent, and quite honestly, he did not play well the other night. He's got to play better than that against an opponent like that, and he's capable of so much more. I mean, listen. I really believe that you are looking at one of the singular greatest players that has ever played basketball at Clemson from a talent standpoint. It's just an issue of when.
Yeah, and Davidson's got to get going. He just looks like he has no confidence.
Well, look, I think he's been playing a lot better of late, and I thought there were signs, again, early in that game, and then the second half, he sort of disappeared.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess the last point I wanted to make, Walt, was – I mean, there was a couple of times that Clemson players went up for shots and BYU players came down and landed on top of them. I know the refs didn't cost them that game, but I think there were some calls that could have been made in that second half that weren't made. And I'll take your comments off the air, man.
Thank you, Robert.
I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. Well, you know, it's funny because I sort of explained this on Twitter, and this is the reality, all right? Once you've become the aggressor, when your team is the aggressor, Clemson was the aggressor in the last 7-8 minutes of the first half, the officials are going to give you all the calls. They're going to give the aggressor all the calls. The team that is bringing the fight, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt. Second half, Clemson didn't bring the fight. BYU did, so they got the benefit of the doubt. So I had no problem with the way it was officiated. I think for the most part, they let them play. And when Clemson was going on their run, Clemson was – And that means everything. When the defensive intensity picks up, there's probably more handsiness, more fouls that could be called. They don't call them. When you're the aggressor, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt. Clemson was the aggressor late in the first half, got the benefit of the doubt. BYU was the aggressor in the second half, got the benefit of the doubt. Lumby.
Hey, Walt, how's it going?
Hey, Lumby, appreciate you getting in.
Absolutely. Hey, I know it's a change of subject. I get in when I can, but
yeah. –
You know, the Lions got a big game against the Rams, and honestly, I think maybe the two best teams in the NFC this week. So, want to get your opinion on that and what Stafford's going to do with Brian Branch out. I don't, you know, that's a big loss, probably the biggest loss to the Lions that we've had. I mean, I think he's one of the top players in the NFL. But just curious is your thoughts on that. We got four games left and only one home game against the Steelers. I was hoping we could win out. I'm not sure about this weekend, though, man.
Yeah, but. I mean, I think it's conceivable we see this game again. I think the Lions, maybe the Packers have something to say about this, too. But I think the Lions and Rams are certainly two of the contenders. The Lions have been a little up and down for my likes this year, sort of hard to predict. Given the level of talent they have, I think they should be better than they've played. You're going to have to pressure Stafford. You're going to have to affect him. That's how you remedy that's the Branch situation. But I think that in terms of the game itself, again, they might be the two best teams. I'm down on Philadelphia. I just think they're so offensively challenged, and Jalen Hurts is just so awful that
was such an embarrassment on Monday night. Turnovers on one play.
Yeah, I mean, we saw three fumbles on one play,
I'm hoping we can get it done. You know how big of a fan I am of Detroit, yeah. But. You know, I hope we can pressure Stafford, but I'm not sure. And then my second thing, and I'll get off here, is, you know, I love Eli Drinkwitz coming back to Mizzou and doing all that, and I love his response. I mean, anytime, anywhere. That's how a coach, and the Vanderbilt coach, Clark Lee, how you're supposed to respond to adversity, you know, not throwing a grown man temper tantrum on live TV, but
yeah.
Love it. I get in when I can. Love Thank the show. You, listen every day.
Thank you, Lumbee. Yep. Appreciate it. Yeah, no, that's 100% right. I thought Eli Drinkwitz, and again, he has more personality and you know, and he's more edgy. But I thought he handled that situation and the conversation about playing in a bowl game and that type of stuff really well. And then I thought Clark Lee of Vanderbilt. Just epitomized class. I thought the way Clark Lee handled it. Imagine this. You're talking about a guy who coaches at Vanderbilt, and somehow it was Vanderbilt and Clark Lee who acted like they had been there before, and it was Notre Dame who acted like they never had been. There's something wrong with that picture. Vanderbilt also got screwed. It wasn't just you got screwed. Vanderbilt had the same record you did. Vanderbilt got screwed, and BYU got screwed. I mean, you weren't alone. Someone was going to be left out. The math didn't math, you know, and so someone was going to be left out. But Clark Lee turned it towards them. Clark Lee at Vanderbilt said, look, we have no one but ourselves to blame. We had a chance against Texas. We had a chance against Alabama, and we needed to win one of those games, and we didn't. And said it just like that. Just like that. I mean, in a world full of whiners and criers and complainers, that stood out to me more than anything else I've seen in recent years. Just ultimate respect for Clark Lee and the Vanderbilt program that he is building. It's just absolutely remarkable. Let me tell you about my friends at Iron Drive and Jake Wilson. You're working with a locally family-owned company and business 15 years. Jake's dad started the company 15 years ago. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry. Why? Well, the quality of the people and the quality of the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of the equipment, the quality of a floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. It's much longer lasting. It's you don't get the dust, much longer lived. 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. If you can dream it up, they can create it. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. There have been 2 to 3 companies. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your own home. That's Iron Drive. And trust me, you know, there are these like fly-by-night companies who pop up here and there. You've had a couple of those in the last few years. Forget that. Go read the Google reviews. Go check it out for yourself. And there's only one choice. It's Iron Drive Floor Coatings. I promise you will thank me later. All right, we'll take a quick break. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. We're going to turn our attention to football when we get back.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit LongviewCarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Hey guys, the holidays and new year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Mail, our concierge plan started around $7 a day and include testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymail.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar. The only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dib, Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Ramona, we got the little Christmas tree all done out there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It looks nice, doesn't it?
It's nice. So did you participate in the trimming of the tree?
No, I wasn't here in time.
Oh, you weren't here, yeah. Yeah, you weren't here. Did you participate in the pizza leftover?
I did.
Oh, good, good, good. So you got the pizza without any of the work?
Yeah, good. Well, I just usually sit there and supervise.
That's good. Did I mention the cement island in the middle of the road on air? Did I mention that?
No, you were telling me about it.
Oh, you know, so this is what happens, Ramona. Near Ingalls, right, in Anderson.
Yeah.
They're putting in a new gas station. All right, it's
Okay.
Okay, what?
I didn't know why they were doing it.
Well, this has nothing to do with that I can determine. They're putting in a new gas station. They've been putting in this gas station for like forever. They ran into some problem. I don't know. Something about the sewer lines or something. I don't know. They ran into some problem. Like a week ago, suddenly there's an island in the middle of the road. There are two lanes ahead in each direction, right? There's this narrow island in the middle of the road, and they put these red cones on it. I mean a permanent island in the middle of the road. They put these red cones on. And there are two lanes going in each direction. The dilemma is that this island juts out into the two center lanes. And so in order to avoid the island, the right side of your vehicle is now touching the other lane.
Yeah.
It's just one of the dumbest things I have ever seen in the entire of my lifetime. It's like 19B dumb. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? And your answer to that is to alert us by putting cones on top of it? As God's my witness, they put this up like 5 days ago.
Uh-huh.
I get there today, and I'm in a traffic jam. And I'm like, what is going on now? The reason I'm in a traffic jam, Ramona, is they're taking the island down.
So they saw the error of their ways.
Apparently so.
Maybe they sent them out to do that, but they got the wrong directions.
Oh, you think they put it in the wrong place?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
If they did it wrong.
No, I don't think so.
You think they'd put it in the right place?
I think they put it in the right place.
To go to this gas station?
No, I think there's no reason on God's green earth for it. I don't know what the reason for it was. It should not have been put there at all.
There's going to be a messed up hole. They're not going to clear that up anytime soon.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at AMPM Farms. When we say farm to table, we mean it. A true farmer's market. You know the problem with these farmer's markets, Ramona, is they're open for like 17 minutes. And on your way to it, you hit the train, and then you don't get there. You know, they're like 17 minutes on Saturday at this location, you know. And then, like, one guy shows up with some heads of lettuce and a pitchfork in the back of his truck. That's
pitchfork.
Right. That's not really a farmer's market. AMPM Farms, a true farmer's market. When we say farm to table, we mean it, and they're open 7 days a week. Platt and Ashley Moore, 900 acres in Fountain Inn. They have a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn. true farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They own their own cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. 95% of the country does. That's a big difference, trust me. Local grass-fed beef from 100% pasture-raised animals, GMO-free. Best selection of house-dry aged beef in the upstate. Weekly burger flights. Once you try their beef, you will never go back to wherever it is you're getting beef now. I promise. I've tried it all. You know what I had the other day, Ramona? I had pre-made pot roast. It comes in a sealed package, and all you do is, you know, heat it up. I didn't even thaw it out. I just heated it up. And it included, you know, the onions, the carrots, the gravy, all that stuff. It was awesome. It was awesome. I need to get more of those. but listen, organic chicken, homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest, open 7 days a week. Their market also has an incredible variety of local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppiness Popcorn. Wild Game Weekends include things like bison burgers, elk, tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats, just in time for football season. Well, football season may be flying by, but holiday season, what are you doing for Christmas? Their butchers are professionally trained chefs as well, and they will help you with any cut of meat you want, and also help you with any guidance you need on how to prepare it. They're experts in their craft, in their field. Visit AMPM Farms Butchery and Market.com to learn more, or follow them on social media to see their incredible selection. Visit one of the three locations in Fountain Inn on Allen Bridge Road, Greenville, Lawrence Road, or Traveler's Rest on South Main Street. When we say farm to table, we mean it. All right. I have some AMPM Farms gift certificates to give away.
Yes.
And so I'm going to give you a chance to win a $20 gift certificate to AMPM Farms. And it's going to be absolutely simple. Now, here's the way the first one's going to work. All right.
It's simple. I don't, believe you.
No, it's.
I asked you during the break, and your answer wasn't even
my
simple.
Answer was completely clear and simple.
I just gave up.
This woman in this chair above me, Ramona, she better be careful.
Is that pebbles?
I don't know, but she better.
I think that looks like pebbles.
I don't know, but she better be careful.
She wears some odd outfits.
She just better be careful with that skirt. That better be very careful. In any case, all right, so back to my $20 gift certificate, rabbit, squirrel. Back to my $20 gift certificate. This is going to be incredibly simple, okay? All you have to do to claim the first gift certificate is, when I say the word go, you call me. The next one's going to be a little more complicated, but that's all you have to do.
I like this one.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. Not yet. Not yet. Okay, these are all fake goes now. Okay,
the goes are fake.
These are faux goes.
So you saying go right now is
right.
Not for
no.
Real.
No, it's not
it's
for
fake.
Real. Yeah, there's no go okay. That I've mentioned yet.
That's
right.
The go
right.
That they
that's
need
the
hear.
Go that you need to hear to
right.
Call and get the $20 gift certificate. No,
not
that go.
Go
either.
No.
Not that go either.
No.
No, it'll be sometime after I say that I'm done with the faux goes.
The fake goes.
Yes, done with the fake
okay,
goes.
Okay, when you say this is the last fake
that's
go.
The last fake go.
Then you're going to say go for real.
That's right.
And then they'll say, oh, there was go.
That's right.
And they'll call.
That's right. So, you know, listen, okay, I'm done with the fake goes, all right? So from now on, everything counts. Everything counts. And I'm telling you that there's no place like AMPM. No, you can't be on before I say it. You have to get off the phone lines. Off the phone lines. You cannot be on. I haven't said it yet.
You might want to talk.
Well, okay, go away.
No.
Go away. Okay, that's right. That's right. Hey, Ramona.
Yeah.
I think they missed it now.
Oh, I think I missed it.
You did. You did. I said go away.
So what caller?
It's the first one.
The first
caller?
Okay.
Yeah, there was nobody on. So all six lines are lit. You did. You missed it. I slipped that one past you, too. I sort of slipped it past me, to be honest. It wasn't actually what I planned. It just worked out that way. Oh, people want those AM, PM Farms gift certificates with good reason. With good reason. Now I'm feeling like Santa Claus now. Yeah, I'm jolly. I'm jolly. So, okay, all you other people, you have to go away now. This does not count. We're done. We have a winner. We have a winner. We have line. We have a winner on line one. So everybody else, you have to go away right now. You have to go away. Bye. No, look. That's all we've had so far. We have round one. We haven't started any round two. So get off the phone lines. Other than the winner, get off the phone lines. If Ramona's not talking to you, get off the phone lines. If you're not speaking with Ramona right now, get off the phone lines. Come on, off, go, get off. Bye. We're not doing this yet. Okay, there we go. Finally, Ramona, it took me like 10 minutes. I know, it took me like 10 minutes to get the rest of the callers off the phone lines. Yeah. We have more. So if you failed in your first effort at Go, this is not a real Go. We're back in Fogo. We've not started a second one yet. We're going to at some point. Let me take this time to remind you that tomorrow at Mellow Mushroom, we will have our big bowl spectacular from 5 to 8. That's Mellow Mushroom of Clemson. Get out there tomorrow from 5 to 8, live bowl preview show. You'll want to be on hand for that. Mellow Mushroom of Clemson, so plan on that. Get on out. You'll 100% thank me later. All right. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. The Franklin Tree Service is proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day on the show. They advertised with me. Well, they're back advertising with us and want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kind of hazards. The upstate has some strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, or some of us had 20 trees that looked a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had a chance. So don't let any of that happen. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Their expert team provides free tree assessments to help identify potential hazards. I've taken advantage of that. Safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, they do it all. Brian is terrific. His team is unbelievable. And they saved my home and they saved my life. And that's just the fact. I had Brian take out probably like 20 trees. And I live in a wooded area and I have a woods. And in Helene, my woods was devastated. I mean, frigging devastated. That storm settled. And had I not taken those trees out long before Helene hit, the ones that were all around the periphery of my home, I would have, without question, lost my home. You may not have that same situation. You may just have one tree, but one is all it takes. And trust me, you know, I know there are times you think, I can't afford to do this right now. There are certain things in life that you can't afford not to do. It's the Franklin Tree Service. They're fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065. 864-947-9065. All right, Ramona, who won the first one?
Steven.
Congratulations, Steven. We will have another when we come back. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage.
Craft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Craft Stove Store and Patio located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
It's been an incredible year of college football, and once again, the Roar will host our annual bowl game preview show Thursday at Mellow Mushroom Clemson from 5 till 8. How many of y'all had Indiana ranked number one going in? What about JMU getting in for the first time ever? We'll have lots to talk about, whether it's the Snoop Dogg Bowl or the Natty. Join the Roar staff Thursday from 5 till 8, Mellow Mushroom Clemson, for a night of college bowl game previews. Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
'Twas the day before Christmas, and at the North Pole, the elves were all gleeful, mind, body, and soul. The gifts they were wrapping, the cookies were yummy, with Ingles ingredients to delight every tummy. The joy in the air was as thick as the snow, and Santa was prepping to make Christmas a go. From making to baking, content as you please, when off in the distance they heard a loud sneeze. Santa was sick, and this just wouldn't do, so the elves hopped a sleigh, and to Ingles they flew. OJ and honey and tissues galore, they grabbed every cure as they ran through the store. Christmas was saved, 'cause those elves were amazing. With big thanks to Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new five-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Scorchin' Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah. Get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Ramona, we have another AMPM Farms $20 gift certificate to give away.
We do.
Now, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to do this one the exact same way we did the last one. All right, I'm going to keep this one simple. The next one will be more complicated. But I'm going to keep this just slightly more complicated. Like one more letter more complicated. But this one's going to be simple.
The same?
Yeah, this is going to be... you can't be on the lines yet, all right? You have to wait. Right, you have to wait. And this is going to work the same way the last one did. And okay. That's going to be when I give you an official go. Now, I will alert you in like mere moments as to when that time period begins, but it has not begun yet. So, like, if I want to say go, right, like 50 times right now, we could say go, 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 go.
Over and over.
Yeah, none of these goes count.
No,
these
are all
fake goes.
Fake goes.
Fake goes, right.
Okay, I got
meaningless goes. None of these goes. None of these goes mean anything.
None of them count.
Right, they don't count. These are all phony goes.
Phony goes.
Phony goes. These are as phony as goes get. None of these
that
goes.
Phony.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That phony. None of these goes will win you anything.
Okay.
Right.
All
these
right.
are all.
I got it.
Yeah. These are
no
all
phony
these,
goes.
These are pyrite goes. Fool's gold pyrite goes. None of these goes count. All right.
Okay.
Now, from this point forward, this point right here.
Right here.
Right here.
Okay.
Right now.
Right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other time I say that word from now on.
Okay.
That's going to be an official one.
That's the one. That's it gonna... doesn't count if I say go.
No, it does not.
No, does not
no
count.
It does not.
Just like everything else I said. Nothing counts.
Hey, do you have to get gas on the way home?
I don't think I have to
you
get
hate
gas
it, don't
tonight.
You? Do you have, do
yeah,
you, do you
I
have
gotta to do it twice a week, but I don't think I have to do it tonight.
You don't?
I usually do it on Monday and Thursday.
You're having to get gas twice a week, too?
Yeah.
Well, I have to get gas every 2 days.
You gotta get gas every 2 days?
Every 2 days. I have to get gas every 2 days.
Every 2 days?
Every 2 days. Every 2 days.
That's horrible.
It's just ridiculous.
That's horrible.
Yes. Thanks to Trump for getting our gas prices down. Every 2 days.
I know. When's your buddy gonna do that?
Well, he already has. He already has.
Yeah, he did a little bit.
Yeah. No, he already
the
has.
The other day it was down.
But I'm on fumes right now.
Yep. You're always on fumes because you think that's a thing.
Well, no, because it's not really good for your it's not good for your fuel pump.
I could have told you that, but you wouldn't have believed me.
Yeah.
That I knew something like that.
Yeah, so I have to go get gas on my way home.
Yeah. I know. I don't have to get it till tomorrow.
You're sleeping, Ramona.
They woke up.
They did. All six
of them. Okay, so this is the
all
first
six
one,
are
right?
First
number
one.
One.
Yeah,
okay.
First one. All six are lit. this is a lot of fun. I might do this more often. I have others. I have others. I could do this all day. Thanks to our friends at AMPM Farm. Oh, if you're not on, if Ramona's not speaking with you, you did not win. So hang up. Hang up now. If Ramona's not speaking with you, you did not win. Let me tell you about insurance for seniors and disabled and my guy Gary Mahaffey and his wife Jeannie. Gary and Jeannie own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness, service, quality, and availability, which are the trademarks of this company. You have heard people call in and offer their testimonials on Gary Mahaffey and everything he means and everything he's meant to their lives. You've heard them unsolicited who have called in. We had back-to-back one day. Gary's behind each of his agents, always available to you by phone or in his office. Gary and his agent's service always comes at no cost to you whatsoever. He's only going to help you. Call him today, 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. Again, if you're not speaking with Ramona, you did not win. So hang up, hang up, hang up. If she's not actually speaking, hang up. That's it. That's it. All right. We have lots to get to on the football front. And we have, I'm going to give away, I think, at least one more of those today. So stay tuned for that because that's coming too. We have a lot of football to get to. You know, I'm going to start with this, okay? On the Clemson front, all right, I've written this on Twitter. Nothing has changed to my way of thinking, and I think it's still 100% true. Clemson, the starting quarterback for Clemson in 2026 is not on the roster. There's just no way he can be. I'm sorry. You can tell me whatever you want. You can tell me about, well, this hasn't been Dabo's way or, you know, Clemson has it covered right now with, you know, Vezina and Denson and Tate and, you know, Reynolds. And Clemson's got it covered. No need, you know, five quarterbacks, scholarship, whatever. You can tell me whatever you want. I'll believe it when I see it. I just don't think that's the case. I think the starting quarterback for Clemson in 2026 is not presently on the roster. I don't even know about the starting running back. Look, I put out a list of all the positions I thought Clemson would hit in the portal, and I still think they're all true. I don't think anything has changed. I think this team lacks depth, lacks quality depth, has lots of needs. I don't think you can count on that freshman class to fill those needs. Obviously, you need defensive back help. There are some guys out there. You know, in fact, Ramona, let's give away one more AMPM Farms.
Oh, you want
to
give away
another one? Yeah, we're going to give away one more $20 gift certificate to AMPM Farms. You know, Ramona.
Oh, is this the difficult thing?
Yeah, this one's going to be a little bit. This one's going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
A little bit different.
I'm ready.
This is, you know, if I give you this word, if I get to give you the word moo, how would you spell moo, Ramona?
M-O-O.
M-O-O. Yell them right out when you know them. Moo.
Yeah, moo.
Moo. Uh-huh. It's easy, right?
Yeah. Moo.
I'm going to give the next. No. Off
yeah,
the phone.
Yeah, you have
lines.
To wait till you. they want to.
They're
be
desperate.
In.
Off yeah. the phone lines. It's off. Very, off. Off.
It's a very
right.
popular gift card.
I'm going to give the next one to the first person who gets in when I say a word that rhymes with moo.
Ah, that's going to be difficult for me. I'll just have to watch the phones light up, I guess.
No, very, very easy. Very easy. All right, so.
Okay, so it rhymes with moo.
Right. And so,
sounds like moo.
Right. So it's moving
moo
forward.
Moo is what it sounds like.
Right. Moo is what it sounds like. It's going right. to sound like
it's
moo.
Gonna
it's
going to rhyme.
It's going to rhyme.
Moo.
It's going to rhyme with moo.
Right.
Right. It's going to rhyme with moo.
Moo.
So, yeah. So with moo. So, yes. So moo. So moving forward from this point on, we are now in official territory. Okay. No, you can't be on the phone line.
No.
All of you off the phone line. God, some of these people are desperate.
I thought
they
I
must not have
it.
Eaten
them.
No, they must not have eaten in a long time. Off, which does not rhyme with that word.
They want dinner.
Yeah, it does not rhyme with moo. Moo is the word. It can't be moo. It's not moo.
Right.
Off. A line one. Off.
Okay. Yeah, off. Moo is not
okay.
the word.
Look,
that's the word.
Yeah,
that,
moo is the word
the
it
word,
rhymes with.
Yeah.
No, you've got to get off the phone lines. Off. Off, people. Yeah, I'm not
hang
counting.
Up.
Any
hang
you
up.
People are on the phones. Off. Off. What part of this don't you understand? Off. I've not said it yet. We've not started yet. Off. Off.
You might want to talk, that guy.
I don't care. Off. Get off.
No talking?
No talking. Off.
Okay.
This is prize winning. Off. Off. Hey. Hey. You. Line two. Off.
They don't know that they're lying to.
You know what? I just thought of something.
The phone number's the same.
Yeah, I just thought of something. I just want to make something clear. That doesn't count, okay? That does not count. No. And see, now they all think they're going to win based on the word two.
I didn't even get it. Now, though. But now they first got hung up.
Yeah, no, so you're off. You're eliminated. Get off. None of that counts.
None of those guys
off,
right there?
Off. Off. Off
okay,
the phone
so
lines.
That was an accident.
That was faux. It not only has to let me clarify, okay? It not only has to rhyme with moo, it other than the first letter, it has to be spelled the same way.
Oh. Okay, well, then that eliminates a lot.
Offline one. Bye. Okay, bye. I'll tell you, we are an official, but we can't continue until you all clear. Okay, finally.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. So we're talking a little Clemson football and talking about the transfer portal. And obviously, I think the Tigers are going to hit the portal hard. I think they have lots of needs. I saw a list the other day with players who are expected to go into the transfer portal. There's a lot of guys that look like they could fit areas that Clemson needs. Clemson definitely is going to need defensive back help. Quentin Taylor, the cornerback out of Iowa State, is a guy who can play. I think he'll be in demand. You know, does he follow to Penn State? I'm not sure about that. You have Boo Carter, the safety from Tennessee. He's a player in an area where Clemson has lots of needs. That's a guy that, you know, in theory could help. It slid right by Ramona, but it did not slide by the six people on the phone lines. I don't think Ramona heard it at all, but the six people on the phone lines certainly did.
I heard you.
Oh, you did. You got the Boo Carter. Okay, so here's how it works, people. I'm sorry to tell you. If Ramona is speaking with you right now, you have won. If she's not, you have not won. So get off the phone lines. Okay, bye. You gotta go. I might do another one at some point. A few people get off the phone lines. Off. Get. Bye. Done. She has to be speaking with you. If she's not speaking to you right now, you didn't win. Yeah, okay, good. Well, finally, we're clear on that. All right. This has been more fun than I thought. Let me tell you about my friends at Ace Home Co. This would not be fun. If your home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything. Repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating, too. From furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostic with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. No, no. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliably. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid any surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Homeco is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers, $189 value. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. That's acehomeco.com to schedule yours. Again, $189 value, free fall maintenance for new customers. Take advantage of that. I promise you'll thank me later. All right, we'll continue some Clemson football discussion and more college football discussion on the other side.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows, and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today. Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows, and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Your holiday party doesn't need another banquet room. Take your team to Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym. It's active, social, and fun for all ages and fitness levels. Want more space? They can arrange a private room. Want to bring your own food? No problem. Celebrate together this holiday season, bonding, laughing, and climbing. Reserve your date now at blockhaven.com/groups. That's blockhaven.com/groups.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves.